No one knows exactly when kites were first developed, but they do know where. China. They rose in popularity during the Han Dynasty and were originally made of silk. From China, kites eventually were introduced to India, Japan, Thailand, and the Western world. In America, kites became a popular source of amusement and as an instrument for scientific experimentation. Hello, Benjamin Franklin. Tejas Jani is a fierce kite enthusiast.
Kites literally flew from east to west. And, you know, then there's Mary Poppins' version that, of course, let's go fly a kite. I could sing a song, but maybe another day. I might be singing that out in the field. So kites have always been very prominent in different cultures. But, you know, in India, of course, I grew up flying it, and I love kites. I just love kites just as a sport. Like, I just love it, because what's not to love about, right? You're out there enjoying the day. You're just spending time with your friends and family and your loved ones. It's very, very awesome.
Here in the Twin Cities, kites are being used to help those in need. For a Better Tomorrow is an organization that supports nonprofits near and far. Tejas Jani is a member of For a Better Tomorrow, and along with Stephanie Duquesne, they've helped to organize Kite Fest, an event that sets kites free to dance on the wind in an effort to help local and global charities. Duquesne says this is the fourth year for Kite Fest.
One of the coolest parts of Kite Fest, about an hour or two in, so about 4 o'clock, 4:30, we'll have like 500 kites up there. It's the coolest thing because, you know, it's not so common in our area to have a bunch of people out flying kites. So that's something that I always take away from Kite Fest, is how cool it is to see 500 kites in the air flying for the same reason. It's cool.
And that reason is, yes, fun, but also to make a difference in the lives of others. Proceeds from Kite Fest are split up, half to global, half to local nonprofits.
So two local nonprofits are going to be Community Healthcare Clinic and MCCA, Mid-Central Community Action Center. So we actually, as a planning committee, we looked at all the nonprofits within our community. And as a board for a Better Tomorrow, we have to follow our bylaws and make sure that nonprofits that we're selecting are aligned with those. So that was number one. Number two, the nonprofits have to be doing something that we resonate with as well. So what we picked out from a planning committee standpoint, we took that back to the board and said, hey board, here's what we're thinking about.
Each nonprofit submitted a paragraph or two about how they would use the funds. And so based on that and how their mission aligns with For a Better Tomorrow's mission is how they were selected. And they're different every year. So next year they'll be different, the year after they'll be different, so everybody will eventually get to benefit.
Duquesne says Kite Fest is an event that's piqued the interest of the Twin Cities, with measurable growth occurring every year. Last Kite Fest had a turnout of about 500 people. This year, Kite Fest was moved to Hancock Stadium, a handy, centrally located venue. And that's not the only change Duquesne hopes will attract even more people.
It's completely free this year. Last year you had to buy a ticket to come in. So this year we tried to supplement that with kite sales and sponsorships so we can allow anybody that's walking by to come in and check it out and hopefully buy a kite or donate or just learn more about For a Better Tomorrow.
Now, since not everybody has a kite at hand for a windy day, the Kite Festival makes them available. And Tejas Jani says they're a breeze to fly.
We tested them out. My son and I went out and we tried it out. We're like, hey, let's make sure these fly. And they fly amazingly, even with a minimal wind. And we have an amazing day today and the wind is just present. And so it shouldn't be hard at all to fly. And we have a kite assembly table here.
So you have somebody showing people how to do it.
How to assemble it. So, you know, if you have never flown a kite before, just come on out. We've got volunteers lined up just to help you put your kite back together and get out there in the field.
This is the Mary and Pani show, by the way. In case you didn't know, I'm just messing with you. She's Mary and Pani.
Mary Campbell and Pani Item are the official assemblers for Kite Fest. There's dozens of kites to choose from, most of which are emblazoned with superheroes, Disney princesses, and cartoon characters. But when it comes to kites, the tail is the critical thing.
This young man here picked a Star Wars kite, right? Star Wars, and so this is the tail, which... And then what I need to know from you is whether you want this to be a kite that flies steady in the air or one that just goes zoom, 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 zoom. All right, I was gonna bet on that one. So that means we're gonna put it in a second hole. And if it's too wild with this wind, you just can change the hole. All right, I love it.
The holes. so cool.
That is so cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What am I getting?
You want to do it again?
I do. I've just got a roll here.
She's been
on four. This is number four. Okay. That makes me an expert.
She has a company called Mary Inc. She's been flying kites for 70 years now, so you know. That's her story.
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
And she's sticking to it.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. It's a high-level skill.
The wild one is the one above. The stable one is the one below.
Which stable. Would you like? You want stable.
Stable. Too much wind for
you. You know, I can kind of guess by the age of the participant.
Oh, don't be getting smart now.
There you go.
Thank you.
The wind, of course, is important to kite flying, and what doesn't sound so great in a microphone can lift the kite of even an amateur flyer. Expert Tejas Jani has some advice.
The key is, while there is wind, let your line go. Let the wind do the work. The tail is long enough to stabilize the kite. So there are tails on all of the kites that keeps it stable. So you can essentially, if there is unlimited amount of wind, you can essentially tie it to a pole and then go away and come back in 2 hours and you'll still have that flying.
Johnny says inviting the public to come fly a kite for a good cause helps this event stand out as a one-of-a-kind fundraiser.
We really, really want to make this a unique experience for everyone because, you know, you have your luncheons or galas or what have you. I think those are very common. But kite flying and being out on a nice summer day, and thank God for just such a wonderful day today, it's so unique, right? And it presents our community and family to come together and help out these nonprofits. The way state has been doing, us nonprofits, we have to get very creative about finding ways to generate that revenue.
Misty Parker is from the Community Healthcare Clinic, one of the local charities benefiting from Kite Fest. She brought her little one along for the day and says her organization was delighted to be singled out at such a unique event.
It brings our name out and lets people know that we're here for people in need. So if anybody ever needs to come to a clinic and they don't have insurance, we're here for them. And we also have little pill boxes just so people can remember us by.
And you came along with your own kite as well. So I think yes. This is not just a business thing. This is a little bit of fun going on today?
Yes, it's also fun. It's good family fun and she enjoys her kite. So I figured bring her out and let her run around and fly her kite.
And she'll sleep well tonight because she'll get all her running out this afternoon.
Just what I need.
Mid-Central Community Action is the other local nonprofit benefiting from Kite Fest. The organization's Matt Dratt mans their booth at Hancock Stadium. He's glad they've been included, but his thoughts are also with the global charities like Friends of the Children of Haiti, which are also benefiting from this singular event.
You know, the Group for a Better Tomorrow has been putting on the Kite Fest for a very specific reason, and that is to do something that I call local touch, global reach. And what that means is that they understand the necessity to support local organizations like Mid-Central Community Action, like the Community Healthcare Clinic, and we are very grateful to be asked this year to be part of the Kite Fest. But then they go beyond that. They talk about how what we're doing here locally can affect people around the world and their connection to global charities that are also being supported this afternoon at the Kite Fest is as important.
As dozens of brilliantly colored kites bob and sway in the strong prairie breeze, Jan Elfline Zimmerman squints at the sky. She says kites are magical.
It's air and wind. They have nice wind today. Movement and dancing and it's everything magical.
While Jan sees magic, Drake Zimmerman sees science and art.
There's so much about steam. This is science and technology. There's so much better kites now, but they also have an artistic element, so the A of steam is in there.
But look at these kids seeing flight and seeing things fly around without a motor, without batteries.
And this family knows how to
batteries.
Crash them really well. It flies up and then crash.
There's that colorful one, Drake.
Yeah, and that's going to do really well. Yeah, some of these people actually know what they're doing.
There are some experts here, you can tell.
Madeline and Jolie are 9 and 8 years old, respectively. And although they think the fundraising aspect of Kite Fest is cool, it's the kite experience that excites them the most, Madeline says.
It's fun, but sometimes it's a little bit frustrating because it gets tangled in the string. flies off the handle.
So what do you do if it flies off? Do you just go, oh well, and get another kite?
No, you chase after and try to grab it.
While the kites are still aloft, Tejas Jani from For a Better Tomorrow is actually thinking about tomorrow, or rather the next Kite Fest, where a good breeze and some colorful kites can bring families together for fun and for the good of others.
If you are a nonprofit and if you're interested in partnering with us for the next year, please get a hold of one of us and then we can definitely go from there.
I'm Laura Kennedy.